Return of the Nomad, Thursday at 10:30 a.m., 4:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on the BBC World Service. You can pick up the BBC World Service on everything from a satellite receiver to a computer to a radio. Find out the best ways to hear us where you are at bbcworldservice.com.
This is the BBC in Beijing.
Kampala.
Reykjavik.
Delhi.
Wherever you are, you're with the BBC.
Hey, I'm Wayne Dyer, and you're listening to Synchronicity with Marie Bernard. Here she is.
Good morning. Thanks for being with me today. So this is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul on CITR 101.9 FM. In Vancouver. You may be listening online at citr.ca or cosmicdimensions.com. And a couple weeks ago, I put up a website. I actually had help from a friend. And so that website is spiritualshow.com. And I've been doing a little bit of the social networking online. So I'm also on Twitter, and I've started a YouTube channel where I'm going to be putting some of the interviews up, and some will have videos. I also have videos of a kitten I was fostering a couple weeks back, and she's so cute. So you should definitely check that out. So on YouTube, I'm Spiritual Show, and on Twitter, I'm also Spiritual Show. So feel free to follow me and I'll follow you back. Tonight, Deepak Chopra is at the Orpheum. I'm going to see him, and one lucky Synchronicity listener is going to see him as well, courtesy of Seed Productions. So thank you so much for listening and calling in and winning that prize. You're definitely going to enjoy the show tonight. And if you have show ideas or you want to be a guest, you can email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com. So now, without any further ado, we have Doria Delane from the Caballarian philosophy, and we're going to talk about what Caballarian is. Hi, Doria.
Oh, hello, Marie.
Good morning. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
So, first of all, I wanted to talk about Caballarian philosophy. What is Caballarian?
Well, Caballarian is a word that has been derived, you might say, from the ancient studies of the Hebrew culture. The word Kabbalah actually means to receive in Hebrew. Mr. Parker was the founder of the Caballarian philosophy, and he was a very seeking, searching individual looking for truths and answers in life. And he recognized that all life can be defined through basic principles. So he sought to discover how these principles can be applied to human nature, and came to appreciate that mainstream religions do have answers and truths and are endeavoring to teach people the spiritual salvation, but many are based upon faith. So when he searched further, he discovered that the Eastern culture had greater depth and understanding of human nature and how to apply certain principles to improve one's lifestyle. And he was given a truth at a very young age, and that is that all life should be understood and could be measured through mathematics. And so he questioned, well, what does mathematics have to do with people's problems and health conditions and so on? And so in looking into the recognition that the Jewish faith did have the wisdom of the Kabbalah, he realized that there was a truth in that wisdom, but it's not being taught in the in a practical way so that an individual can take an understanding of how mathematics can be used to reveal the conditions in your life and to understand you as an individual. So he took it a step further. The philosophy is not based on the Jewish faith, but it is a respect for the true wisdom of the Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah was handed down in ancient times in India. And so we realize that there is a link to a spiritual principle that was taught and understood at that time, many ages ago. So through Mr. Parker's research and discovery, he came to appreciate that all life functions through basic laws and principles, that in order to create the natural harmonics and the balance and the direction in a person's life, that we need to work with and understand these basic laws. And so through his journey, he came to realize that mathematics was a basic component in understanding life's principles. Science uses mathematics to discover the elements of the earth. Quantum mechanics is researching life from a more cellular structure, and that is an important part. But what does that have to do with us as an individual? So in establishing the principles of the Kabbalah philosophy, Mr. Parker took those principles further and came to appreciate how they apply to five basic truths.
And what are those basic truths?
And so Mr. Parker established that five basic truths in life were based on mathematics, language, name, mind, and consciousness.
So that's mathematics.
Language.
Language.
Name.
Name.
Mind and consciousness.
Mind and consciousness.
So mathematics is a tool of measurement, but mathematics is both quantitative and qualitative. And a simple analogy is all life is measurable. A desk measures whether we measure it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Our physical body is all measurement. We're so high, tall, we weigh a certain amount, so many cells in our body. We're all a quantitative mass. But there is a qualitative side to us as individuals, and that is our thoughts, how we think, the quality of love, the quality of feelings, the quality of our thinking and personality. So within this physical quantity mass, there is a qualitative side, and we say that is relative to the mind of an individual.
Fantastic. Well, if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We're talking with Doria Delane, who is from the Kabbalarian philosophy, and they're on Oak Street, just around 49th Avenue, I believe.
43rd
mm-hmm. Avenue. Okay. And so we're going to talk about, it sounds like Kabbalarian philosophy has a lot to do with numerology. So yes. How is Kabbalarian different from numerology?
Well, Kabbalarian philosophy is different from numerology from the point of view that, yes, it does apply and work with a basic mathematical principle. There are many theories of numbers, and there's many numerology theories. But when Mr. Parker researched how numerology works, he came to realize that there were missing components and that the mathematical application has to relate to a complete principle of life. So Mr. Parker realized in applying these principles of mathematics that everything has to have a base, and he discovered that the base was the principle of 9. Any number above 9 can be reduced within 9. 18, 1 and 8 is 9, 33, 3 and 3 is 6, for example. And so when you apply mathematics, what are you applying mathematics to? And we say you're applying it to an understanding of who we are as an individual. And so once you learn, we'll come to discover that mathematics has a qualitative as well as a quantitative side, then we realize that it's basic qualities that we are defining. And we define characteristics to relate to 9 basic qualities of human nature. And it's, when you think about it, our first point here was mathematics and language was a part of two basic truths. What is language? Language is a tool of communication. Without an alphabet or some form of a language, we have no intelligence. And what creates the intelligence in a language is the intelligence sequence of the language. And every letter in the alphabet has a position. And that position is mathematical, because whether you say A or the first position, we're still speaking about that first position.
So, Doria, you're talking about language and alphabet right now, and I'm curious, what if someone used a different language, like say they were German, there's different letters, or they were, you know, spoke Cantonese or Mandarin?
Yes. Well, that's a good point. Every language, as long as it has a pattern, shows a mathematical progressive pattern, whether it's German or English or French or as you say, Spanish or Cantonese, depending on the order, shows where the mathematical position relates. And so this principle can apply to all languages and all alphabets.
So that brings up another question, and this is just something that came to me just now. So what about, for example, someone who speaks Cantonese or Mandarin or Punjabi or something like that, and they come to Canada and they kind of have a Englishified name, Canadianized name. How would that, like, does that totally change everything?
Well, yes, it often totally changes because a person is drawing from their language, their background, as well as the qualities relative to that name. When you come to Canada or to an English-speaking country or take on an English name, you are taking on a new alphabet or a new language. And so oftentimes it does change the qualities. That often happens with individuals coming from Europe to Canada, that their name is shortened or altered. And so once they come to Canada, they're taking on a new quality. Because name, when you think about it, language is a frequency or a vibration. Thought is an energy. And when it is connected to an alphabet, it takes on a particular characteristic.
So So if someone, say, had a Cantonese name and they didn't change their name, it was still pronounced the same, but then you would pronounce that, you would spell it out phonetically as opposed to with a symbol, as in...
And if you speak it in English, then it takes on the characteristics that the English alphabet creates. And then what we do is measure it mathematically to show the qualities, and that's where mind, name comes in, creating, and we say name creates your mind. Because the name is an identity that's attached to you at birth, linked to a specific language. And that name sets in motion a pattern or a vibration that we respond to. And we measure that by applying mathematical qualities to each letter of the name. Now, here's one shading of difference to numerology. Many numerology theories add up all the digits in a name to a single quality or single numerical value, whereas we recognize that the vowels have to have a different influence to the consonants, because the vowels are the life force of an alphabet. The consonants are the supporting symbols. So a name becomes a formula. Just like a scientist will analyze a glass of white liquid to confirm that it's H2O, and if it is accurate, then we say that is water. And water is the symbol or the identity for that white liquid, whereas H2O is the mechanics. So a name has a mechanical or a mathematical measurement, but it is expressed through language, because we don't speak in numbers. Other than when we're measuring or counting, We speak in language. So when we're saying a name like your name with Marie, it has an M-A-R-I-E, it has three vowels. And they have an impact on your thinking different than the consonants do. And when they combine together, a name becomes a mathematical formula.
So that's really interesting. And we're going to actually do some name analysis on the air coming up. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, we're talking with Doria Delane from the Caballerian Philosophy. And the number to call right now to get on the air is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC. CITR, and we are going to hopefully do a name analysis on myself. And if you're interested in having your name analysis done on the air, you can give us a call, 604-822-2487. So it's just about time for a break, Doria. I'm going to take a break now, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about names and the Caballerian philosophy in just a moment.
Hey, are you ready to head back to school in September?
For sure, but I'm worried that I won't be able to cover all my costs this year.
Have you ever done work study? I did it in the past, and it was a great experience and good money. You just need to be a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident.
And studying at UBC?
You got it. If you want to earn decent coin, pad your resume, and work on campus, work study is where the smart money's at. Just go online to Career Services and check out the listings.
That's solid advice. I'll definitely check out Work Study this year.
For more information on getting hired for a work study job, visit www.students.ubc.ca/work study.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we're talking with Doria Delane from the Caballerian philosophy. And if you want to get on the air and ask a question about Caballerian, or you want to have a name analysis done on the air, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And just want to make another announcement. Again, I did launch my website, spiritualshow.com. So if you want to trade links with me or anything like that, check out the site, spiritualshow.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm Spiritual Show there. And my YouTube channel is also Spiritual Show. So check me out all over the internet. And as of yesterday, I am now the advertising sales rep for Discorder Magazine, which is a part of CITR here at UBC. So if you're interested in advertising with Discorder, then contact me either through the magazine or you can always email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com. So now we're talking again with Doria Delane. And hi, Doria.
Hello.
Hi. So I'm curious, did you change your name when you became a Caballerian?
Well, actually, my parents learned about these principles when I was very young and took the courses and studied and learned about the influence of these principles upon our lives. And we're looking for a philosophy or a way of life that would give guidance to their family. And once they had my name analyzed and realized the energy that was in my name that was restricting my potential, then they made a name change for me. Then as I was a little older, I took the courses myself and studied it and gained to appreciate the value that this philosophy had in my life for making decisions on my career, making decisions on what would make me happy as an individual, and then how to strive to live a life that had greater value and giving back to life to following these principles. And so by changing my name, it allowed me to find a career and a direction in my life that brought greater fulfillment and happiness into my directions and my life. And so I haven't looked back since, and it's been a wonderful way of life, and it has made a big difference in my life, and I've seen the difference in helping others to change their lives as well.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking at the Caballerian website right now. That's caballerians.com, Caballerian with an S on the end, .com. And there is the main page here. You can do name meanings, name change, baby names. And there's a whole bunch of links here with frequently asked questions, and you can check that out. And so I'm wondering, can we do a name analysis, and is it better for me to just punch in my name and read it off the internet, or are you going to do it on the fly right now in your head?
Well, Marie, I'd be happy to do it for you.
Cool.
Now, you can certainly go in and read it. You're going to get a brief evaluation. You can also sign up you can look up six names of family, friends, and associates, or you can sign up as a subscription and get
what makes Peter in
many
the
more names
and
learn about other people's names as well.
I punched in my name, and there's a little video that came up.
Okay, well, that is more of a background explanation of how name creates one's thinking and one's life. But, Marie, do you have always used M-A-R-I-E?
I've actually gone by a few different names.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, I started using Marie full-time. Like, Marie's my legal name. I actually, my first name is Marie Ellen, and I don't have a middle name.
Okay.
So I just, but I don't know, I don't like Marie Ellen. It sounds kind of weird, so I go by Marie.
Is that E-double-L-E-N?
Yes.
And were you actually called Marie Ellen, or was that considered your middle name?
Well, I was, when I was like a little child, my father was French, so it was pronounced like Marie Elaine, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I moved to Vancouver, my parents separated, and my mother just basically changed my name, but she didn't do it legally. So for years, I was actually, my mom called me Anna Marie, and everyone else called me Anna. And then when I was 15, I started working, and it's a lot easier to get paychecks just with your real name on them. So so I just started introducing myself as Marie. Mm-hmm. So anyone who knows me, like, prior to the age of 15 still calls me Anna, which I'm not in contact with that many people. Mm-hmm. But so most people call me Marie.
Okay.
Pretty complicated.
Yes, no, they all have a bearing. Just to back up here, in doing an evaluation, just to give you an overall picture, your first name is more your personality, because that's the name that you're called mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a nickname, or as you say, you're using a combination of names, they would have an influence depending on where you use them, to the degree that you use them. The family surname, whether you marry into a surname or it's your maiden name or an assumed name, the family name is more the group consciousness. It affects the hereditary influences over the family's generation. And it can have a dominant influence or a minor influence depending on the shadings between the first names and the surname. Then when you put the two names together, it creates an overall influence that is like the rudder on the ship, so to speak. It actually creates a vibration that draws you into certain circumstances. And your business signature influences more the environment, your business environment, the level of accumulation and stability in your business affairs. And then the date of birth, which we have not discussed at all, is relative to that concept of the spirit born within each person when we take that first breath of life. We're a mathematical composite, and your month, day, and year of birth is all mathematical, but it has a qualitative aspect, and it defines your natural aptitudes and your potential and the, you might say, the happiness factor, sort of that urge from within that requires a natural expression. And just to take it one step further, just a slight difference in how we look at life based upon the mathematical principle of balance as compared perhaps to numerology, is that is the whole key to the Kabbalah philosophy, is to learn and understand how to create greater balance between the yin and the yang, the inner and the outer natures within a person. And we say the inner potential is related to the date of birth, and the outer expression is relative to our mind, which we determine is created directly through the name.
So, Doria, sorry to interrupt you. So if you were choosing a name change, you would have to take into account your date of birth as well?
Absolutely, because that is an important component. Because when you're born, who are you? You're listed in the hospital as a month, day, and year. That's who you are as an entity. But once you're named, that entity, that inner potential, then should be channeled through the vibration of the name. But this is what occurs so often, is a name is given, and it's opposed to that energy, and it creates a conflict. And this is what often happens. It's like an analogy of a piano. You have a perfect, beautiful piano, but unless you're going to play the right notes on it, you're not going to get a beautiful symphony. You could get a discord or disharmony. And so this is what happens between the inner and the outer natures within humans. And that is the key component to the understanding of the principles of the Kabbalah philosophy.
Fabulous. Well, we're going to do my name analysis here in a minute. But if you want to get on the air and have your name analyzed, I guess the first person to call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We can do that because we can't read everyone's name today, right?
be nice.
Unless you want to. But
we can be on the phone all day.
Exactly. But first, I'm the host, so I get to go first.
Oh, there we go. Well, Marie...
Oh, hang on a second. There is someone calling.
Oh, okay.
Let's see who this is. Hi, CITR. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Just interested in maybe getting my name analyzed.
Okay, Doria, how do you feel about analyzing someone else's name before me?
It's up to you.
That's fine with me, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead and do your thing.
Oh, cool.
This is a little hard to hear.
I know. Just turning off the radio. My name's Tanis Heather Johnson.
All right, and how do you spell your first name?
T-A-N-N-I-S.
T-A-N-N-I-S?
Yep.
Okay. And do you always use the name Tanis, or do you use a nickname?
Nope, that's just always been my name.
Okay, Tanis. Well, first of all, I'll just give you a few points relative to your first name, but your birth date, as I mentioned, and your surname combined all have a shading and influence.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the predominant points with your name of Tanis tells us that you are a person that is very extremely independent. Mm-hmm. And you are a free thinker. You're always searching for something, and you're questioning very early in life. You've had a very questioning, seeking mind. And you don't tend to just accept what other people say until you can prove it to yourself. Mm-hmm. And you're quite changeable. You like variety, and you don't like being restricted into mundane routine. Do you recognize that influence?
Yeah, that's amazing that that's just from those six letters. Yeah.
Six letters, that's right. Well, it doesn't matter how many letters there are. Mm-hmm. It's the combination of the total of the vowels and consonants that create the energy. Mm. And Tanis, you'll never be feeling a sense of completeness if you don't understand these basic principles, because you have such a questioning, searching nature. And you are looking for truth. And give us a call. I would be very happy if you call the office here to give you a more in-depth analysis relating to your birth date and your family name and support you with further understanding.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. Well, have a
great
day. Thank you.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thank you, Tanis.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, there we go. Doria, you're still there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, excellent. That was really interesting. So did you want to give out the phone number in case someone does want to call you?
Absolutely. It's 604-263-9551.
Okay, excellent. And you can find the contact information online as well at Cabalarians, with an S at the end, .com.
We also have another website. It's cabalarianphilosophy.org, just to give another option if a person wants to type in that other. It's at one of our newer websites.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So that was really interesting, and it sounded like Tanis really identified with what you had to say. So I was reading the name. I did go and briefly look at my name online last night, and it's talked a little bit about the perception that other people have as well. Mm-hmm. So could you have a name, for instance, what if Tanis felt like she didn't identify with the things that you had described, and that maybe that was just the way that people perceived her because of her name?
Okay.
Is that possible?
Yes. Perception is often what happens in communication, because our intent isn't perhaps comes across. But that usually shows when there is a contrast between your inner nature and your name. Although sometimes we hide our feelings and thoughts, and then when a person says how we are, we don't always believe it, because we don't realize often how we come across. But Tanis's name is quite specific in her qualities. Now, if we talk to Tanis and find out her birth date and her family name, I'm sure there'll be other shadings there that will create a more of a complexity or a greater freedom for her expression. It really varies. And so that's why it's important to speak to the individual, because we're not just our first name. No one is just one quality. But some qualities are more predominant, so they stand out more.
So I'm interested in knowing also how you would know whether a name was appropriate or inappropriate for a person. But it is time to take a break, so I want to do the name analysis after the break. So we'll be back in just a moment with more synchronicity on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, BSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. We're talking with Doria Delane from the Caballerian Philosophy, and she just did a name analysis for Tanis. So thank you, Tanis, for calling in. If you have a question for Doria, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So Doria, I'm interested in hearing about my name, and I also wanted to know about how you know when a name is appropriate or inappropriate for a person.
Okay. Perhaps we'll answer that second question first. Very briefly, that is a study that's done through the Caballerian Philosophy, and it is a part of our understanding through the principle of balance. And it's not a matter of matching numbers within an individual. It's a matter of allowing freedom for expression for that inner potential. So we evaluate what the relationship is between the birth date and the names, and then what qualities would allow a natural fulfillment and focus for the inner potential. That's how we base recommendations, and whether or not the name that a person is using actually is the correct one for them.
So when you do the name analysis for me, are you going to break it down by each number?
Well, what I'll do is give you an overview between your original nickname that you used of Anna and Marie. Mathematically, I don't know if you are, sometimes we don't refer to the mathematics, but your name of Marie actually works out to what we call a 641 combination. It's like H2O is the composite of water. The vowels of your name work out to a 6. The consonants to a 4. When you add them together, the name becomes a formula. So we say, what influence does that 6 in the vowels have to your thought pattern as compared to the 1 quality in the expression? Now, Anna, if it's A-N-N-A, actually works out to a different mathematical combination. And the biggest difference in the two names, I would say when you were younger, you might have found that you were a little more easygoing and a little more more artistic.
Yes.
And you would have maybe been influenced more by people?
I don't know. I think I'm still pretty influenced.
Well, you have a very independent side to your nature. You have very high ideals, and you're very service-oriented, Marie. But you are independent and self-reliant and very creative.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But you're often, and your whole name indicates that you're always drawn into positions where you're negotiating and servicing with others.
Hmm.
And so the radio station that you've formed, is this your station, Synchronicity, you've created?
Well, the show is my show. I've created the show, but the CITR is a University of British Columbia station.
But that is your whole creation of the mind, body, and soul Synchronicity. That's your concept.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you are a person that always would want to do something of service to humanity. That is very deep-seated within you. Now, depending on your birth date, shows whether it comes from a more practical viewpoint or a more humanitarian viewpoint, and that's another level. And that might be something, Marie, that I would be happy to talk to you personally maybe off the show because it is more personal when you're doing a birth date and information, but just to show the comparison. But you do have a strength about your nature, and you are a natural leader, but you have this softer side where you always like to listen and have a compassionate need for others. I mean, you're not a person that, that likes to be into a position where it just has no, it's not going anywhere. You're not a bean counter.
Mm-hmm.
You're a person that has to see something. You have initiative and drive, and you want to create something. And naturally, you're spewed on by making the world a better place.
Now, is that just from Marie, or is that also from Anna? Or
well, the foundation was in Anna, but when you combine Marie with Bernard, it draws you into humanitarian services on behalf of others.
So my name is actually Bernard, B-E-N-A-R-D.
Bernard.
Does that make it different now?
No, I'm sorry. When I heard it, I thought it was... No, it's exactly the same letters. They're just switched around. So the numerics is the same. Your family name is a little more practical, and they're more structured and organized people. They're a little more business-oriented. And so it's given you a foundation to want to establish yourself individually.
Hmm, that's really interesting.
But where you find so oftentimes, though, is you have to watch that. Have you found there was growing up there's a little bit of naivety of trusting people?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And what you have to watch is sometimes the emotions step in, and then it's hard for you to maintain that evenness.
You mean like I'm a pretty overly emotional person?
Well,
or?
You've got a practical side, but you can allow your feelings often tend to sort of overwhelm you and can affect your decision-making.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Especially that's when, I mean, I guess when anyone's emotions get too high, it can affect their decision-making.
Oh, absolutely. But. We're all affected that way to a degree. Mm-hmm. The more balance we have, the more we can maintain that evenness.
So
but always something interferes and causes that emotional sensitivity for you.
So is there something, so say, because it's true, I am a very emotional person. I'm actually been reading a book called The Highly Sensitive Person,
mm-hmm.
and I'm definitely one of those. And so if I were to change my name, would that help to change my emotionalness?
Absolutely. You do have strengths within yourself. But you want to understand those strengths, but what is causing, it's like a pop bottle being shaken up, and then you put your finger on, and that thing, you know, the feelings and build up, and then it has an effusion of expression. But it's not, and as a result, it doesn't bring that evenness for you. And yes, if you understood the principles behind your name, that's what this philosophy is all about, is understanding the principles behind your name, working with them, so that then you can prove it to yourself and say, yes, this makes sense. Yes, I would find a greater sense of harmony within myself and fulfillment. And just to extend that, we do have the classes and the programs and the studies where a person can learn about the principles. It's not just a name game for fun. It's realizing that our life is real and serious, and there is a spiritual principle behind the power of mind and name. And that's what leads us towards the expression of our higher consciousness. So it is a philosophical understanding of how we relate to life and how we can create a more fulfilled life and develop greater individuality within ourselves.
So, Doria, when you're looking at numbers and letters with the Kabbalarian philosophy, so I noticed that you can check your business name and it would be the entire name, and that's something that you can do. I think you send an email or phone you.
That's correct. We do have a business department called Calex,
mm-hmm.
where they will take your company name and show you that your company name affects the qualities of your business. And it affects, through a vibrational quality, it affects the type of people you attract, the ultimate culmination of the business, and the types of problems or strengths that the company will reflect.
And so would that have any relation to your name and your birth date, or is that a total separate entity?
Well, it is a separate entity, but your mind is what's functioning through that business. And so how you think, how you respond, how you create, it affects the business. But the final outcome of the business is still going to reflect relative to the vibration of that name. So what we teach is that the company name should have a mathematical balance, and so should your own personality. So it works hand in glove, because your business efforts is the outer expression of your personality and your qualifications and your ideals and goals and efforts.
So now I have a question about numerology and the science of numbers. And when you hear about numerology, I just remember seeing after there had been, I think it was that TWA flight years ago where all those high school students died, and they had a numerologist on some talk show, and they're like, well, it was the numbers of the flight, and that's how they should have known it was a dangerous flight. Is that something that you take into account with Caballarian, or is it specifically your personal numbers?
No, it is true. Everywhere that name and numbers are attached, they have a frequency. And, you know, it is correct that Mr. Parker has written a book relative to air flight, and he actually did evaluations of different companies and the effects that they would have. There's also another component, and that is cycles. We're born into time, and there's a cyclic rhythm that unfolds, a time to sow and a time to reap. There's a time to be aggressive, and there's a time to attend to more technical details. Life is an ebb and a flow, and so oftentimes a person will start a venture, and it might be at the wrong time. You might get enthusiastic about an idea, but, you know, it's an idea before it's time type of thing. And so as a result, it might not complete. Well, every day a pilot flies, he's taking responsibility for humans. And that airlines, the vibration of the name of the company, the cycle that the company's in, the cycle that the pilot is in, it all has a bearing. And yes, she is correct that it could have had a strong influence on the adversity that occurred. Now, there's many, many external factors, you know, weather conditions, and so on and so forth. But sometimes you can be in adverse weather conditions, but if there's better balance and you start out at the right time, you can deal with it so that you protect the outcome for safety, greater safety.
But
so
how,
there's a lot of factors.
So, I mean, if you're studying numerology, then, I mean, you can't account for every, like,
no,
so you look at the correct. At the flight number and the company will say TWA flight 280 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then there's like letters and numbers for the type of plane it is. There's the amount of people on the plane.
Exactly.
There's the pilot's name and date of birth. I mean, it all could be how you can't know everything, right?
That's correct. So you can't get paranoid in life either. But if you can control your own thinking and develop greater individuality, you will make intelligent choices. And the principle of balance in life is an energy that you're a part of. And so your life reflects more harmony and balance, and you don't attract the same discord, the same imbalance. We can't control all the external factors. We can only be in control of our own affairs. It's like they say, is there such a thing as an accident? Why were you at that point at that time in your life? You could have been a block further, a block before, but you attracted that situation through the law of attraction, through the vibrational energy. So that's why the philosophy teaches that we should gain more control over our lives. We're not just a seed being thrown out into the atmosphere to go hither and yon. We should guide and direct our lives. That is that positive law of attraction, that if we create harmony and balance and are constructive and have goals and ideals and work towards constructive expression in harmony with nature's physical laws, mental laws and spiritual laws, then our life should have that synchronicity of balance and harmony. But all these external factors are there in life, and you're absolutely correct. They do have a bearing. So, but we, like, if I'm flying, or, you know, I look at the reason why I'm flying, the cycle I'm in, and I try to make an intelligent decision and make the best choices. And, you know, you set a thought in motion of a very... I visualize when I go out on a trip. I visualize myself leaving, and I visualize a very constructive, happy experience, and I visualize myself getting to the end. That is the power of using our minds to direct our lives. And so, as a result, we can protect ourselves from external influences. But that's a whole understanding. we're getting into now the power of mind. Everything in life is mind. Everything is an energy. And we are part of that energy. But what part are we within our own expression is relative to our individuality of thought. So it has to start with the very causative factor, and that is the energy of our thinking, which is related to the language that we think in, the language that we speak in, and the symbols that formulate us as an individual. And we say that is through the power of your name.
All right. Well, Doria, it's time to take another break. We're talking with Doria Delane from the Kabbalarian Philosophy. If you are interested in checking out their website, the website is Kabbalarians with an S on the end .com or KabbalarianPhilosophy.org. And we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Thank you for joining us. And we're speaking with Doria from the Kabbalarian Philosophy. And that website, again, is kabbalarians.com or kabbalarianphilosophy.org. So, Doria, I wanted to talk about the actual building of the Kabbalarian Philosophy. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's on Oak and 43rd.
That's correct.
And it looks kind of like a church. So do you have, like, services there, like a normal church would every week, or how does that work?
Well, we do have programs, classes, and courses. There is membership in this. We are also known as the Society of Kabbalarians, and it is a philosophical organization. And we do have what we call our five intermediate courses, from life analysis training to psychomanagement training, healthy living, how to mentally free, and principles in action. And then the next level is relative to more advanced philosophical education and learning about the philosophical studies of our organization. And we recognize that the introduction to the public is to understand that there are basic principles that as we work with, then we can enhance our spiritual expression in life and create greater success in our business environment, in our personal relationships with others, in our health, and in using time more productively. So it's a complete philosophy. So we do not have a religious service in the same format because we don't term this as a religious organization. It's a philosophical organization because we teach and educate the understanding of basic principles of life relative to the physical, mental, and the spiritual laws. And we do have classes. Right now, we've actually just started a new class on life analysis training where you can learn the principles behind your name and your birth date and see how they apply to you and then utilize it as a principle for greater communication and understanding with others. Our classes are running Tuesday evening, and they are a 10-week course. And then a person can also take it through a home study program. We have an online program, and also we do weekend seminars as well. Twice a month, we have what we call morning philosophy, and the next one happens to be on March the 1st, and it's at 10 a.m., and it often is either an individual speaker or a panel or two speakers, and it's a presentation on various aspects of life based upon the principles of the Kabbalarian philosophy, and that is open to the public. We have a large sign out front that identifies when the next program will be held.
Okay, so yeah, I was just going to ask about that. So anyone can attend one of those. You don't have to sign up for a member before
do
that.
And you can also take that First Life Analysis Training Program with no obligation of being a member. Anyone that is reached by these principles, of course, would want to enhance their lives and then give it to others. So that opportunity is there.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be wrapping up the show in just a few minutes. So I'm wondering, Doria, if there's anything that you would like to add that I haven't asked about
yet. Well, first of all, we'd like to thank you for the opportunity. The Cabinet of Philosophy was founded in Vancouver. Alfred J. Parker was born in England, but he immigrated to Canada as a child. And his whole ideal was to discover truths and principles to alleviate the confusion and the fears and misunderstanding. Everything in life has a reason for being. And we as humans have a philosophical, spiritual reason. And our greatest key in the philosophy is to assist people with the understanding of how there is a pathway that we can open up to find greater freedom and fulfillment for our reason for being. And these principles are available for all seeking minds. And yes, I would love, if anyone would like to call in, we have consultants here, and we'd be very happy to give an in-depth brief analysis. I'd be happy to talk to you again, Marie, maybe after the program's over, perhaps give you a little further understanding of your family name and your birth date, and give you another perspective that I can support you with as well.
Fantastic. And the caller who called in, Tanis, can also contact you.
Absolutely.
And what's that number again?
604-263-9551.
Wonderful. And so also about the business names, that is also free as well, is it?
Yes, a person can call in to Calix on the same number and speak with Darlene Madden, and she looks after the business department, and we'd be very happy to support with an evaluation. Or you can go online and send in the company name to Calix under the business services, and they would send out a brief analysis of the company name.
So, Doria, I have one last question. So how many years of study or how many courses would it take for someone to know, like, as much as you know?
Well, some might go faster, much quicker. But you would require to take those first five courses to give you a complete overview of the principles of the philosophy. And by then, a person would recognize how complete this philosophy is to apply to all other beliefs and systems. This philosophy is universal. It applies to all races, colors, and creeds. It is a universal philosophy. We do recognize there is a universal intelligence behind life, and we revere it as the universal God principle of life. Our philosophy is not based on the Christian faith or the Jewish faith or Catholic faith. It's based on the discovery that life expresses through universal laws and principles. So we revere life through principles rather than the personalization of interpretation of life.
Well, thank you so much, Doria. It's time for me to wrap up the show now.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
But I really appreciate your time, and it was really educational. And again, if you're interested in checking out that website, it's cabalarians.com or cabalarianphilosophy.org. So thank you so much for listening. I'm Marie, and this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Next week, Stuart St. John, a composer who works directly with Abraham Hicks, will be on the show. And Neil Donald Walsh, the author of Conversations with God, is going to be here in May. So if you have questions for him, email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com. I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. or noon to 1 p.m. on the East Coast at cosmicdimensions.com. You can check out past shows or read my blog or get the latest updates at spiritualshow.com. And I'm going to close the show with a song from a local artist. Here is My Love Inside by Deanna Knight. Up next, Scotty's Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Open my heart and I turn away twice. I found my love.
Why should I follow your ride? There's something here waiting. If I spend my time taking a ride, what am I putting inside? What am I putting inside? As the seeds of awakening, we grow. We're right back. We're faced on the harvest of love's design. Love deepens. Love deepens. Thank you.
Music Waste 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or, for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.